strong queen. We're just us, and that's okay. If I got you, well, it's a good day.
Visualizing another great day, the Good Day program. Doug Steffen, the General Horn, Roberta Fasanelli has got some deals today as the Queen of Cheap from IKEA, Staples, and the Staple, what's the name of that group?
Staples.
The Staples Singers.
The Staples Singers.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Yeah. You got something from them?
Like a cheap? No.
Right. Oh, come on, Roberta.
I make a guess on the IKEA thing?
Sure, yeah. Go ahead, Rich.
Should we go at lunchtime, Roberta?
Ooh.
Ooh.
I'm warm.
Ooh.
I'm warm.
Ooh.
Free food.
I'm not telling you have to wait. Somebody give him drugs, please. La, la, la.
I think somebody already did.
That's the problem.
I think Charlotte slipped a little something in his
proof.
Charlotte, you give me a Mickey?
Yeah.
There you go. I have 156 hours in so far this month, and it's only November the 1st. Hooray for the first of milestones.
We mark milestones
today.
Yes, hey, it's the first. It's your birthday week.
Whose?
Yours.
Says whom?
Says me.
Really? Says whom?
I'm the birthday expert.
Are you really?
Yes, I am, sir.
When's your birthday?
I know.
February,
my birthday?
Right? Isn't your birthday February?
Let's see
if I can remember. Richie's is in October.
Bring wrong.
No, Rich is not
February.
In October.
Wrong.
No.
September.
You know
no.
what my birthday is.
It's getting colder.
And
Do you know what day Rich's birthday is?
The 7th.
Wow.
Wrong.
He's close, though.
The 12th.
Whatever, somewhere around there.
Right.
Isn't it?
No.
6th of December.
Do you think
I don't remember it's the 6th of December?
Jennifer always says the 6th.
Yeah.
Always gets it wrong.
Oh, it's the 3rd, right?
That's the 3rd.
The 3rd of December.
I always guess the 6th, and then you tell me it's wrong, and then it's the 3rd. I remember
right.
now.
That's right.
And Roberta has no birthday.
I have no birthday.
She's the 2nd
of
June.
I am ageless.
She's a creature from another world.
I am ageless.
Yeah. No birthdays whatsoever. How about you? How's your birthday wish? It's Christmas time, actually. Have you noticed? We still have leaves. This is going to be, I think that Massachusetts is going to become California.
It's cold there.
It's warming up today. It's going to be in the 60s. We have, what's temperature yesterday? It's 70-something in L.A., right?
Yes.
All right.
Probably 78.
Yeah.
Nice, 75-ish.
Okay. So we're going to just sort of turn things around. It's not El Nino, and it's not La Nina. It's El Nodo or something. What are they? El Nada. Nada. It's El Nada. Nothing. The nothing is what's influencing
the
weather.
Mm-hmm.
So you got this snowstorm. How much snow did you have where you are, Roberta? Just did you get
zero.
A final tally? Zero.
Zero. I wouldn't say zero. Under an inch. I mean, just nothing.
All right, were you in the city or you were on Long Island?
Both the city and Long Island. I think the official Central Park was, I don't know, 1.2 inches, something like that.
People were crying about it.
Up north it was worse.
I have a friend of mine in northern Connecticut who got almost 2 feet of snow.
Right. If you go to northern Connecticut through up the Connecticut River Valley, my two farms, one of them's in Dudley, Massachusetts, the other one's up in Brookfield, and the one in Dudley had 22 inches, one in Brookfield, 24 inches.
God.
Up in Athol.
In October.
Sometimes there are years we don't have that much snow for the whole winter. Last six, seven years ago, I think we had very little snow at all. Now, here, think about this. I have 43 cows on the farm in Dudley. I couldn't get out any feed, so we had a bring.
Hey, be careful, be careful.
About what?
Ears might be listening when you start talking about inventory on the air.
Inventory of hay?
You know the government doesn't want you to have over... Whatever
right.
many cows.
I'm not supposed to have
out specific numbers.
Right, exactly. Okay. I had some cows.
There you go.
I had some cows. There are some cows in Athol, and the cows in Athol decided they didn't want to...
Can you say that word on the air?
Athol?
You Athol.
My favorite superhero.
Yes, an Athol.
Okay.
But all of this stuff just goes to show you how volatile things are. Those who want to blame global warming, you know what? I've said this how many times. You can come up with a scenario whereby it makes some sense. But you could also, if you study the history of the planet, come up with a scenario that shows these things happen over and over again. It's a combination of both, as far as I'm concerned.
The kicker is when they say, this is the most snow we've ever had in October since 1853.
Right, since 1853.
Yeah.
Right.
So okay. That means in 1853 it did this.
Yeah. So that's the that's in our lifetime, this is the most problematic situation that we've had to deal with. But you know what? It's been a wild, it's been a horrible, yet a good weather year so far in New England. We've had a lot of rain, so the crops grew well. Problem is that the land is so wet, we can't get on it to get the crops off of it.
Well, it snowed.
That's the problem.
So Saturday we sat there and watched snow. Sean was supposed to have a baseball game Saturday morning. Of course, that didn't. It was 30 degrees and snowing. And then today it's 68. Today we have a baseball practice. It's going to be 60 degrees.
Right. Yeah. And
go
the
figure.
Thing that is interesting here
it's going to be 60 for the rest of the week here in D.C.
Where we are here in Massachusetts. So I'm going to be able to go out and mow some hay today and get it in over the weekend. The trick-or-treating that was scheduled for most of the area towns called off by the mayors and by boards of selectmen, city and manager, town managers, because there's no power. So there will be there'll be Halloween on Thursday. I think we should just kind of forget about the calendar. Let's have Christmas all year long. Let's have Halloween every Saturday night.
You mean we have to listen to those songs all year round?
What, Christmas?
Yes,
that time of year.
Oh, my gosh. I will shoot myself.
Why? You don't like Christmas music? It's un-American. It's un-Christian.
I like Christmas music for about 3 days before Christmas.
Time of the year.
Roberta, get into the spirit.
There are at least today, Roberta, there are at least 14 radio stations that I've counted so far that are converting to Christmas music as of today. And all of the stores. Last night, the lead story on the news was how many stores are going to be open at midnight on Thanksgiving for Black Friday. So we got the snow. It's Thanksgiving around the corner. It's November.
Hold on. You want me to get her?
No.
Yeah, let's get her.
I'll get her. Here you go.
One more.
Get her.
There's the
Bruce.
All right. It's the season of protesting as well. 13 past the hour. We have stories of protests and protesting coming up here
I'm
on
protesting
today.
Protesting against Christmas twirling.
I know you are, Roberta. Yes, I know that. We have a 2020 news quiz coming up as well. Right now, though, I want you to think about the wrinkles on your face and whether or not you would like to look 10 years younger. You're going to hear me now. I am actually not going to feel self-conscious about telling you stories regarding Christmas shopping and Christmas presents, like the CC radios. Most everything that I'll talk to you about in terms of a commercial message will be with an eye to having you make a move for Christmas. So if you have somebody in your life that is over the age of 35.
He's got a wrinkled up old face.
Great.
Need some help.
Well, not even that. Although there's a cute story, kind of cute, at DougStefan.com today about a 92-year-old woman who went into a liquor store to buy a bottle of whiskey. She was refused because she couldn't provide proof of her age.
That's great.
92 years old. You think she's got a few wrinkles? Or maybe just what happened to her is that she started using the Fountain of Youth, and she had such a turnaround that she looked like a teenager. Could happen. Stranger things have happened. It snowed in October. So, why not? A 92-year-old using the Fountain of Youth, and her face then becomes beautiful and supple. She went from looking like she was 92 to looking like Roberta to looking like Jennifer, because she used the Fountain of Youth. Increases skin hydration by 90%. Relieves your wrinkles, and it's free. The first bottle is F-R-E-E, free. Do we have this mentioned, by the way, in the Queen of Cheap Box, Roberta? The free bottle?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
You're in charge. I was told by somebody last Friday that we better know what we're doing. Sound authoritative. Answering a question like that with, I don't know, authoritative. What you're in charge of the Queen of Cheap Box.
I can be authoritative.
Yes.
No, it is not.
Then
okay.
I can be authoritative because it's my website. I've said three times I want it there. So make sure somebody gets it there. How's that?
Robert, I will send you the information, right, and every day just put it in your report.
The organic. Why can't we just put it there? We have some stuff that resides there kind of permanently, don't we, in the Queen of Sheep box?
You have to put it in every day.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
It's kind of like doing Craigslist. If you don't relist it every day, it goes down the bottom of the list.
A table, a dining room table.
Good for you, Richie. Congratulations.
You want to finish this spot, or we're going to take the rest of the hour?
I think that the consultants also said that we should finish what we're doing and stay on point.
Right. He probably did say that. But you know how much I listen to consultants.
Right.
Listen.
Mm-hmm. Was it he or she, by the way?
A little of both.
Oh, okay.
Actually, yes. Anyway, skin hydration, 90%, reducing wrinkles, all that good stuff, and free. How do you beat that combination? You want to go from looking like you're 92 to looking like Jennifer? Then go online to the Organic Attitude website, organicattitude.com. And let's see here. Use the radio code GOODDAY, and you get a free bottle of Fountain of Youth. Again, the website, organicattitude.com, with the radio code GOODDAY.
Only took us 4 minutes to get through that.
Perfect,
not bad,
huh?
Dudley.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks again for the generous donation.
Oh, don't mention it. When I heard from Katie, who read Kevin's blog that sent everyone to a fan page because of a tweet Bobby shared about the newsletter you sent him in an email, well, I just had to help out.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to potential donors like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Whether your day includes tending to the garden or taking your dog on a walk, there's no room for pain in your plans. That's why CVS Pharmacy has products like Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare. And now, when you buy any two Advil or Thermacare products, you get $5 in extra bucks rewards with your Extra Care card. At CVS Pharmacy, you can find relief that lets you live better both day and night. Use all these products as directed. Offer good October 30th to November 5th on participating products.
You're stranded by the side of the road. It's raining, 1 a.m, and your car has a flat tire. Too bad your Motor Club membership expired years ago. Who can you call for help? Allstate wants everyone to be protected on the road. So before this happens to you, give them a call. Because right now, Allstate is giving every driver in America a free lifetime membership and good hands roadside assistance just for calling. You don't even have to be an Allstate customer. You'll get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. So down the road, when you need help, you'll know you're in good hands.
Call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today and get a lifetime membership in good hands roadside assistance absolutely free. You can't afford not to call. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
From the sing-off last night, there are, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I think there's six bands.
Six bands, you're right, Richie, that are competing for the prize in the sing-off after last night.
Yes.
Well, actually, no, there were seven groups, and one group went home last night, right? Vocal Point is the other one we didn't mention, so there's seven. So it'd be six, I guess, now. Anyway, Pentatonix started out with a Britney Spears medley of songs. By the way, I don't know why I always think of Jessica Simpson with Britney Spears, but she confirmed yesterday, Jennifer, she was pregnant, right?
On Twitter, she was dressed as a mummy and said, I'm going to be a mummy.
Remember? Cute.
That's funny.
All right, so let's, do we like this? This doesn't, we're not captured by this.
I haven't had a chance to listen to it because you keep talking.
Oh, excuse me. All right, go ahead.
A girl like you should wear a warning. Dangerous. I'm falling.
Right, maybe I'm reflecting my own feelings,
percussion.
Talking over them, because I don't think there's much here.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on to Afro Blue with a Janet Jackson medley. Did you watch this, Roberta?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Boy, man.
Oops.
Played the wrong one, Richie. 105.
Yeah, 105, isn't it?
But what have they done for you lately?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is to review for those of you who don't know how the sing-off works. All a cappella singing. We think collectively here on Good Day, this is the best of all of the talent shows, at least the sing for your supper talent shows. Better than the previous one, Ricky.
I think it's pretty similar in my estimation.
What, the Pentatonix, really?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's find something new. See if Delilah and her performance of the Alicia Keys medley is better.
It's not a her, it's a them. It's all female. All right.
What'd I say, her?
I keep on falling.
You get Delilah, the nighttime radio host.
You better be ready to bring it if you're going to do Alicia Keys.
Sometimes I love you. Sometimes you make me blue. Well, sometimes I feel good. Sometimes I feel good.
All right, so next, the Yellow Jackets singing a Billy Joel medley. And didn't do them any good because they're the ones that went home.
Oh, I like this.
But I like this so far best. So does that say about our tastes?
They're just playing.
That's just good.
Guys, guys, man.
They are.
You guys got what, Richie?
I don't like his voice.
Don't you? Okay, that's right. Then win. All right, you want to try Urban Method for a minute? It's the cut 1011, Rihanna medley.
Yeah, you know what about. Square root of 69 and 8.
Okay, I got an attitude. And my attitude is based on the fact that the, what is it, North Star? The old guys?
North Shore.
North Shore.
Yeah, the 60-year-old guys who really kind of did the street corner stuff.
Yeah, I like them best. So you know what? I think I'm signing off of this.
It's still talent. I mean, it's still good stuff.
It's creative. It's good. In that way. But,
I like this a lot.
You what, Jen?
I like this one.
Here, I want to hear this. This is Dartmouth doing a Queen set. On our door. She says, just like Mary Antoinette, a pimpin' a remedy, a truce job and Kennedy, at any time an invitation you can decline. Love it.
Do you like this one best? Pretty good. All right, but you can't take away from the creative, putting the show together and finding these people.
It's talent.
It's talent. Yeah, it's good stuff. All right, so this is good. It's better. It's more good than not. And that's why it's here on the Good Day program. It's 28 past the hour.
One in five collisions is caused by drivers who simply can't see out their windshield because of badly worn or cracked wiper blades. If your wiper blades are streaking, skipping, or smearing, it's time to stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and let our team of professionals help you select the replacement wiper blade that's right for you. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Chuck Hankins, president of the Korean War Veterans Alliance.
To be eligible to belong to the group, you had to have been in Korea during combat. Making the annual reunions that we've had every year, it's the opportunity to go to a reunion and sit down and visit with, we call it the Band of Brothers now. We understand what each other's talking about and where we're coming from and even the emotion that's involved in it we can appreciate. And somebody that hasn't had that experience, you can talk to them and describe things to them and you can almost see their eyes glaze over because they really don't understand the depth of the emotion of what you're talking about. And I guess that's been the thing out of the organization that I've gained the most from, that camaraderie that gets involved in that type of thing.
See more hero stories at Korean War.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey's most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Continue with the Good Day program coming up. The Queen of Cheap visits with you. It's 33 after the hour as you build your mind and your capacity. Your mind is your mental workshop.
And how's, you know what? It's going to be even better today.
How's that?
Because it's 1-1-1-1.
That's right. Nice. Imagine what it's going to be like next, what is it, next Friday. What's it's 11-11-11. Uri Geller will be in heaven.
That's how I knew it was 1-1-1-1, because Uri Geller's on Facebook, and he posted a picture of him in front of a clock at 1-11 on 1-1-1.
I was at the airport. I got on the plane at 2 o'clock.
There you go.
At the airport at 1 at 1-11.
I told you that Doug and I, you and I actually talked about this last week. I came to the realization that every day it
almost
seems like
day, right.
I look at my clock, or, which I use my cell phone, and it's 11:11. Now, I don't know whether I just continually look at my clock and
at the same time
subconsciously do it at 11:11, or whether it's just by chance, but every single day at 11:11, I see that on my phone.
I often do it at 2:22, not 3:33, sometimes 4:44 I get it, 5:55, and all those things.
When you get at 666, you better get worried.
Okay, Roberta. There you go. I can build anything I want with my mind. I don't subscribe to 666, except the people here on the farm laugh. I have an International Harvester 666 tractor, which I changed. I got stickers for the side I got from the model 686. So we don't call it the 666. We call it the 686.
Even though it is a 666, you've changed it. That's good.
And a friend of mine, Valerie Geller, who helps me a lot with this program, lives at 666 West Side Drive in New York City. 666.
I don't know if I'd buy that house.
Yeah. I don't think she'd buy it.
I don't know if I'd live in that house.
Yeah. Well, listen, you visualize in your mind, if you think that it's spooky or bad, then it is. And if you don't, it's like the 13th floor. Why do so many, but you don't, there's a 13th floor in every high rise,
right.
But it is called the 14th floor.
Right.
Right.
But still the 13th floor.
Shall I just had this conversation the other day. He's like, Daddy, how come there's no 13th floor in that building? Because there was something on TV about it.
Right.
So I had to go through the whole thing about, was it, the knights that the Pope had taken out on the 13th day, the 13th hour, or something like that.
Yeah, so it's, now you've taught him to be superstitious about something that's foolish, but he'll have...
Yeah, I taught him some history.
Yeah, okay, all right. So speaking of history, here's our 2020 history quiz. All right, you ready?
Sure.
And the reason I ask this question this way is because it does have historical significance on something. These letters are used for the same application. X, M, R, and G. What are those letters used for? 800-510-8255. I guess you trust your gut on this. What's the significance of X, M, R, G? 800-510-8255. Follow your nose and think it through. You think of what it is, and is it obvious or is it not obvious? This was the beginning of something. It was this date, 1968, when these letters were used in conjunction with each other for the first time. 800-510-8255. So make your mental blueprint.
Do you even understand this?
And who are you asking me?
I just looked up to see what it is.
Do I understand it?
Do you even understand what it is?
Of course I understand what it is.
Okay.
What do you think? I just fell off of the cart?
Well, when it comes to this topic, yeah, a little bit.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you're thinking about something different than I'm thinking about.
You think?
I think. 800-510-8255. What do you think about the letters on the side of a railroad car?
No.
Thinking. X, M, R, G, the significance of those letters, 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, speaking of significant, one of the most significant women in my life, and perhaps in yours as well, as she is our queen of cheap. Her name, Roberta Fasanelli. Her job is to save you money.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive.
She's living her dream, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, I am. I'm seeing Bruce on Thursday and Friday. I'm living my dream.
There it is.
Okay, we have some extraordinary things for you today. Let's start out with my favorite thing of all, free food. Mm. We're letting you know that on Mondays, you can get a free breakfast at IKEA until 11 a.m.
Just walk into
IKEA, and you get a free breakfast until 11 a.m. on Mondays. And on Tuesdays, kids eat free.
Free.
So Monday, what you could do is like if you want to go shopping, go to IKEA on Monday and have your breakfast on Tuesday. Bring your kids and they eat free too. So
yeah.
It's great. It's free.
They have good food actually.
They actually do. I love the Swedish meatballs that they have at IKEA. They are so good.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Okay, Walgreens. We have $10 off orders for $50, and that's on their site on Walgreens.com. And so it's really kind of neat. The coupon code is HOLIDAY10, and that's through November 5th. So you get $10 off orders of $50 or more. So what do? Of course, I mean, if you're buying stuff, you don't buy $100 or $105 worth of stuff and take $10 off. No, you divide it into two $50 groups.
Woo.
And that way you get $20 off.
Woo.
There you go.
Woo.
QuickBooks. QuickBooks is great. If you have a small business, and even if you're just running your finances at home, QuickBooks Simple Start is free at Staples.
Free.
They have an instant rebate. Normally, it's $79.99. They have the Staples Easy Rebate. It's you can track your expenses, access data online from a PC or Mac or a mobile phone, get automatic updates, all sorts of cool stuff. This ends on November 5th, so make sure you go and get it. You can go right online, and you can get the QuickBooks Simple Start from Staples free. Now, this is one of the best things I have seen in a very, very long time. Lots of bridal salons across the country are giving away wedding gowns to qualified military brides.
Nice.
It's called the Nationwide Military 2011 Wedding Gown Giveaway.
Nice.
It's all November. They're going to be selecting a number of gowns to give away. Most of the gowns are samples and overstocks, and they're worth anywhere from $500 to $3,000.
Cool.
And they range in sizes from 4 to 22. It's a first-come, first-served basis. So if you're in a military, if your fiancé is in the military, or if you are in the military, you'll get a free wedding gown this month from participating wedding salons across the country. And we have all the information for you on DougStephan.com. We have the link for you to go to and try to find
free.
Around
Stop
your area.
How did you know I was yawning?
Because you yawned like four times during that segment.
I did. Why did you have to bring it to everybody's attention?
Because everybody could hear it if I did.
I'm listening to Roberta somehow or other.
Okay. Good thing we're not married.
It's a good thing I have a very sensitive microphone so you can pick all that stuff.
It can't be any worse than her banging her soup spoon in her bowl.
That's right.
Doing
good point, yeah. Rich.
This is my getting back at Roberta. She bangs her soup spoon and I'm making a point, and I'm yawning when she's making her point.
Okay, there we go. Now more even.
Now we do sound like a married couple. Can we extract that from the equation, please? 800-510-8255. The significance of those letters. Here's Bob in South Carolina, North Carolina, Carolina on my mind. All right. So what's the significance of those four letters?
They are movie ratings.
They are, in fact. The significance of Richie thought something else.
I did.
Yeah. GMRX and sometimes PG-13 or NC-17 or whatever they are using now.
You said it backwards.
I did.
XMRG.
Right.
And when I did it, there's a file format for a computer program that tracks the weather. That's why I asked, do you even understand?
That's funny. Bob, you're smarter than Richie. How does it feel?
Probably didn't take much.
Yeah, he wasn't. You're right, Bob.
I love Bob.
He's also been Roman numerals. Yeah. So that was the other thing about yes. Wasn't sure about R.
All right, so what is it? Well, there is no R in Roman numerals, other than the R in Roman. There's no R Roman
sure.
numeral. There's a G. I think I know there's an M and there's an X. But
sure.
I think there's an R.
There's a G? What's the G?
The G is great.
It's silent.
It's definitely in the movie when they show the Metro Goldwyn.
Yes. Right.
What's the G?
The
I don't like people asking me
how
too many
is
questions.
The G?
The G is...
I is 1, the V is 5, the X is 10, the L is 50, the C is 100.
Yeah. M is
how much am I expected to present in one time? Thank you, Jennifer.
What's the G?
Right. And the M is 1,000.
Right.
There is no G.
There is no G.
The G is the reaction that people have when I tell them you're fired. People say, good.
G. We're going to miss her.
All right. Have we had enough of this?
Yeah.
Bob, have you had quite enough of this?
I think so.
All right, hold on just a second. All right, 16 before the hour.
Bob took a shot of it like that.
I know. I should have stood
it
stood up for you.
Dope.
I mean,
it was an easy shot.
I admit it was an easy shot.
Bob. But I'm going to, from now on, stick up for everybody on my staff. I'm going to change the M.O.
Bob's a good guy.
Yeah, that's good.
Change your ways and start
I didn't know he's a good guy.
His wife told me when I went out with her last week.
Smackdown.
Very nice. All right. What's the significance of the number 117 million? Anybody want to take a shot at that? Speaking of taking shots.
How much Kim Kardashian's wedding cost?
How much she's going to get in the divorce?
Right.
Is that crazy?
She's
been married
to
this guy for 2 months.
2 days.
These people are crazy.
No.
And anybody that pays attention to the Kardashians is double crazy.
Yeah.
Will make her even more famous. She'll be on the cover of all the magazines.
What trash.
Unbelievable.
And the fact that Ryan Seacrest, we can blame him for this because he's basically created them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a trifle. Tripe. I was coming up with another word that began with a T. How about a word
that
begins with an
M? Mad?
Manure. What?
The person that should be maddest, the most mad about all of this is, what's her name? The wedding dress designer, Wang.
Wang.
Vera Wang.
Vera Wang. Thank you.
Oh.
Vera Wang made her 3 wedding dresses and gave it to her. Gave them to her.
Oh, that's right.
You know, and all these people that spent all this money on wedding gifts. And,
Wait a minute. And then she went and sold a wedding gift that was a Rolex to pay Vera Wang for the...
to give her a vase or something.
Right,
yeah.
And they got paid by, is it OK Magazine or one of those magazines?
Oh, sure. The tabloid.
$1 million to cover the wedding.
And E gave them all that money
these
for
people
the wedding special?
They have no conscience. That's the Kardashians have zero
Suckers.
Conscience. They are all about themselves and the stupidity of the people who are interested in people who have no talent, nothing. They have nothing.
She has talent.
What? She's got 2 boobs. That's
right,
it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Takes a lot of talent.
Are those inflatable or are they real?
She actually is most famous for her rear parts.
Isn't that wonderful? We glorify, these people made $65 million last year.
Wow.
We glorify them, and they have nothing. And here we have all of this stuff.
That's what they have.
Well, God bless them. They've created its American industry at its finest. American entrepreneurship at its finest.
It's the truth. We can't be mad because we consume it. So
I don't consume it. I denigrate it.
You should be kissing the ground that Bruce Jenner walks on.
Yeah, that's the father of mine.
Yeah,
stepfather.
Step
yeah. 800-510-8255. The significance of the number 117 million.
I'm just looking at Jennifer's Facebook post last night.
Right.
It's an interesting night at my house.
She says, very sad. So far, I've only had 7 kids and 1 crackhead.
Perfect.
It's right. True. A 40-year-old woman came to my door.
That story is related to why I'm asking about the number 117 million. 800-510-8255. Listen up to this million bottle giveaway announcement. Richie, see if I can get this done faster than the last one.
Okay, I'm timing you.
You should know by now how important omega-3 is for your heart, your brain, your joints. That's why I'd like to tell you about Master Omega 3. Double concentrated omega 3 supplement supports absorption, no unpleasant aftertaste, and the special purification process works extra hard to remove impurities. And that's why Master Omega 3 is becoming so popular so quickly. Just out on the market, the same folks that gave you the Master Prostate formula that gave away a million bottles in a couple of months now offer a million bottles of Master Omega 3. Yep, you get your first one incredibly free. A free bottle of Master Omega 3 waits for you right now. Pay a small shipping and handling fee and you get the free bottle. It's a fee and you get it free. Call right now, 800-359-7904. Hurry up, the offer will not last for long. As I said, the last million bottle giveaway they had lasted a couple of months. Promote your heart, brain, and joint health by using Master Omega 3. Get started with your free bottle of this product, along with a free bottle of Green Supreme Multi, the multivitamin that I take, Green Supreme Multi. So not only do you get a free bottle of Master Omega, but you get a free bottle of Green Supreme Multi. Such a deal, 800-359-7904. And when you call that number, 800-359-7904, tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
Whether your day includes tending to the garden or taking your dog on a walk, there's no room for pain in your plans. That's why CVS Pharmacy has products like Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare. And now, when you buy any 2 Advil or Thermacare products, you get $5 in extra bucks rewards with your Extra Care card. At CVS Pharmacy, you can find relief that lets you live better both day and night. Use all these products as directed. Offer good October 30th to November 5th on participating products.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're up!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
We doing this for?
I have no idea. I thought it was just the Staple Singers, Respect Yourself, so here you go.
All right. I'm all for that, Richie.
There you go.
We are all about respecting you and yourself and ourselves. Did you talk last Friday about this the Slumdog Millionaire?
We did not.
The guy who won the Indian Game Show's top prize in India's poorest regions. And they have a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire show in India. That show's been adapted, like lots of other shows, by various countries
sure.
around the world. And so this guy won $1 million. You wonder. I mean, we've heard sort of these stories before. But the movie makes us more aware of what's going on in this area. So this fellow lives in the Indian state of Bihar. Is living the plot of Slumdog Millionaire. 27-year-old newlyweds, first person to win the top prize. It's a new game show for them. And these people won. He's making $120 a month as a computer operator for the government. And now he has $1 million in cash.
Good for him. That's good money there.
It's interesting. We're going to talk about television here. Jennifer Horn's going to bring us up to date on the things that are going on in American television. But it really is, we still tend to be. We think we're influenced by the Brits, especially when it comes to reality television. But a lot of the PBS stuff, Masterpiece Theater, that sort of thing, is very well received here in our country. And we think of quality television, we think of the Brits. But yet more of our things, which we may have got some of the ideas we get, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire came from England. And we sort of
that's right.
captured it. I think it first started
all this reality programming, and it came from England.
Yeah.
All of it. That's why you can't swing a dead cat on television without seeing some British judge.
Right. Oh yeah. Yeah. No, you can't.
An angry Brit.
It's all produced and run by the Brits.
Or a dead tarantula in Roberta's case. Yeah. Okay. So that's a good story at DougStephan.com. Now Jennifer has the good stories about what television. I watched Castle last night.
Oh, I love Castle.
I'd watch Hawaii 5-0, and during the spots I'd go over to Castle. Now I'm watching Castle, and during the spots I go over to Hawaii 5-0.
Both of them are great shows.
They're
you
good
need
shows.
To tape them because they're both really
but
good.
But they're romantic.
The chemistry.
It's really good. Yeah, really good.
Oh, good, and he's so cute.
Yeah.
She's a hottie.
Yeah.
Although she probably needs a sandwich in your estimation.
She does need a sandwich, but she's got a great face.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
She's very,
someone
very
who doesn't need a sandwich is Queen Latifah.
And she does not need a sandwich.
No, but I love her. Yeah. She's the latest one to throw her crown, because she's a queen, get it, into the ring, because she's going to get her own TV show in 2013.
Oh,
the announcement was just made that she'll be the next daytime syndicated talker. She's got lots of people behind
she'll
her, the
be
production
okay.
staff. I think she's going to be great, because
yeah.
she's relatable
she's got a good
and fun.
Spot. She's like this Wendy Williams. I haven't watched that show, but I've seen it a couple of times.
She's going to be Wendy, but I think she can do a smarter show
yeah.
than Wendy will
Wendy's
do.
Wendy's not
light.
For the brainiacs, for brainy.
Fluff, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute, so she's doing a talk show?
So Queen Latifah is doing her own talk show.
Welcome to the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Bob
Rich McFadden right here, paying attention to every word we all say.
Yeah. But guess who's guess who's behind it? The production staff is Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah.
So
oh,
I think
good.
It'll be a good show. I think right. it's a good thing.
Is she, never mind.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind.
Yeah, move
oh,
on.
Is she
yeah.
into girls? Yes, she is. Is that what you were going to ask?
Well, I was kind of going to ask that.
Yeah, she's into girls. She has a partner. They bought a house together.
Right.
You can see
right.
the Inquirer if you'd like to see the documents. That's where I found out.
Okay, thank you.
All right, movie icon Burt Reynolds. You know, the mustache, the hair, that Smokey and the Bandits.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. He's got a new role. It's not exactly on, he's going to be held on his acting chops. He's going to be a cartoon character.
Really? Why, so this is a cartoon about him?
Yeah.
Or he's the voice of the character?
He's going to voice the character in the show called Archer. Archer's on FX. It's coming back to TV in January. And I guess the main character, Sterling Archer, idolizes Burt Reynolds. And so Burt Reynolds will be making an appearance as a character on the show, and he'll be voicing it himself, which will be kind of funny. Also, I wanted to tell you about the X Factor, because there's trouble brewing backstage between the host of the show, Steve Jones, and Paula Abdul. Apparently, they don't like each other, because Paula was really offended that Steve Jones cut her off during one of her critiques.
Guess who's going to win that one?
Yeah.
Steve Jones will be looking for
right.
A new job.
Pounding
boom,
the street
boom.
In front of CBS looking for a job. They'll hire me or somebody
to do the exact
thing. Yeah, right.
I feel kind of bad for this guy, though, because he was trying to do his job, and the producers apparently were telling him to move it on, that they were 2.5 minutes behind. And so he was trying to move the program along, and Paula did not take too kindly to the fact that he cut her off mid-sentence. Drama queen.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of drama queen, how are you doing, Roberta?
That's good.
Yeah, there you go.
Pound the table twice if you're still there.
Yeah, let me get this. Doug yawns during her segment. Roberta taps her spoon during Doug's segment.
Right.
And Roberta leaves during Jen's segment.
All right.
He hates the premises.
There you go. Okay. It's a swell time being had.